When it comes to college admissions, how much of a role should race play? That question back in the news this week. For the first time in Harvard University's history, the majority of students accepted into the incoming freshman class identify as non-white, 50.8% to be precise. But at the same time came news that the Department of Justice is investigating allegations the school is denying places to qualified Asian American students. Vijay Jojo Chokalingam, now the head of admissions consultant at Interview SOS, has a unique experience with this topic. An Indian American, he realized the only way that he would be accepted at med school would be to pass as black. He chronicled his experiences in his book, Almost Black, the true story of how I got into medical school by pretending to be black. Vijay Chokalingam joins me now. So you were studying statistics at the University of Chicago, and you say to yourself, I don't stand a chance with my 3.1. What did you do?
Well, I shaved my head, I trimmed my eyelashes, and I decided to join the Organization of Black Students so I could apply to medical school as a black man. I also used my middle name, Jojo. I subsequently interviewed at medical schools across the country and managed to get waitlisted at Washington University and the University of Pennsylvania, then ranked the second and the third and fourth best medical schools in the country, and got into St. Louis University School of Medicine, despite the fact that my pretty pitiful 3.1 GPA was dramatically lower than their average of 3.7. Now,